This is in the 17th verse of the first chapter of Romans. It says, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath," I want you to notice the 18th verse, you know, of course notice it all, but especially it says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness, unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifested in them, for God hath shewed it unto them. For the visible, invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." Well, now that kind of gets a lot of us, don't it? We ain't no excuse. You know, somebody said, "I would have went and done this, but I didn't." Now, you know, hey, there ain't no excuse. If we don't live right, there ain't no excuse. We can't blame the pastor. We can't blame the Sunday school teachers. We can't blame the evangelist or nobody else. Hey, we can just tear the house. I've seen places, people that just tear the house down, you know, when they're shouting and just run and carry on. And outside, they get mad with you just in a flash. I mean, you know, and some of them tell a lie on you. Get on the phone and tell, well, I had to meddle a little. But anyway, getting on, it said, so that they that are without excuse, because that when they knew God, and let me just mention this, you know, right here it says, because that when they knew God, a lot of people say, "I know God, but does He know you?" You see, I know a lot of folks, I know of Brother Collins, but he didn't know me. See, he never seen me before till today that I know of ever, see. But unless the Lord knows you, you know, if He don't know me, I'm in trouble. Say, praise God. Yeah. Amen. I mean, you know, I'm talking about knowing Him, you see. It's just like, you know, a lot of people say, "Well, I think I am." Well, they say, "Oh, I know so." If He knows you and you know Him, that's a good relationship right there. And it'll last forever if we keep on keeping on. Amen. I want to read a little bit and we can see what the Lord has us to do. Praise God. Because that when they knew Him, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful. A lot of folks ain't thankful either. Amen. But because vain in their imagination and their foolish hearts was darkened, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed. Notice the 23rd verse. It says, "And changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made likened unto corruptible man, and birds and the four-footed beasts and the creeping things." You can hear about preaching in about an hour on this 23rd verse there. It says, "And change the glory of the Lord." Excuse me. "And change the glory of the uncorruptible God unto an image like." Praise the Lord. And getting on back to the 24th verse. "Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own heart, to dishonor their bodies between themselves." Now, notice, he says in the 23rd verse, I mean, right there, it says, "And change the glory of God," all right? And then right here it says, "Wherefore God gave them over unto uncleanness." Praise the Lord. And I'm just going, anyway, it says, "Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator." Well, now that wouldn't happen to a lot of folks y'all know about, would it? You see what I'm saying? You know, the worship, it said, "Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever." Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. for even their women to change the natural use of the women, which is against nature. And likewise also the men leaving the natural use of the woman, burning their own lust one toward another, men with men, and working that which unseemly, receiving in them recompense of the error which was met. Notice the 28th verse, it says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. It wasn't the general overseer. It wasn't the Sunday school teacher. And it wasn't one of the evangelists that come from Dallas, Texas, or used to when I was in Florida, I'd use that term of Dallas, Texas, you know, because all of them around in Florida, you know, around in there, and maybe down in Central and South Florida, you know, somebody always wants looking for somebody from Dallas, you know, and a three-piece on and the Cadillac, you know, and whatever briefcase, you know, they'd think he was going to have a meeting then, you know. Praise the Lord. But it was the Lord that turned them over to a reprobate mind, praise God, to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all uncleanness, unrighteousness, excuse me, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers. And even whispers, you know, them, the Bible says, you know, the whisper, they separate chief friends, you know, chief friends. They, you know, let a couple of good friends be around and let somebody go over and whisper, you know, especially kind of look at you and be a whisper, you know, how to separate them, praise the Lord. It says, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. And that could be our message there. I imagine probably the pastor had already preached that a number of times. But that alone, disobedient to parents. My. Says, without understanding. Now that plays a big part too. Without understanding. I believe a lot of people, if they understood more, well, that by a man with understanding, don't the scriptures say that he is, with understanding, that he has an excellent spirit. Is that right? Amen. Just like Daniel had the excellent spirit because of understanding. Amen. And when you really understand and know that you genuinely saved and your sins under the blood, you got the victory, praise God, and that you not, there's nothing in the scriptures that you have to shun. Oh, you got an excellent spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's nothing to argue about and nothing to debate about. Amen. You just got the victory. Amen. It says, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection. Brother, when we're going after these worldly stuff, that ain't natural in my book either, you know. There's a lot of other things I could, you know, along with that, but anyhow, that's one of the things. Implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Praise the Lord. Now that is enough right there that, praise the Lord, but it just goes on back into, he says, professing themselves, in the 22nd verse, he said, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man. Because the Bible says, the man, you think about the heart, you know. I'm telling you, of all kind of awful thoughts, it said, the heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked, who can know it? Jeremiah 17:9. Amen. And it just goes on and on. But see, what it all amounts to is this. We find, amen, that whenever people, and man in general, there is just, well, when we're born in sin. We're just in sin, praise God. Until we have the spirit of that adoption come upon, that what I call the convicting power of God come upon you, then you can repent of your sins. And when you repent, and I'm talking about praying through, a lot of people just say, well, just say a few words like that, say what I wanted you to say, and then you'll be saved. No, I found years ago that whenever we would have to go to the altar, or we'd find us an altar somewhere, and you'd go and you would pray, and you would seek the face of God. I'm talking about when the tears would come down to your eyes, amen. And I mean when things, you can feel the power of God are moving in a special way. But you know what it is now? It's all different, you know. In other words, if I would have a thought, it would be backwards, you know. Things are backwards, amen. It used to be to where when people, I remember when people years ago when I was a boy, amen, when people go into the church, even when I was called into ministry, back in 60, beginning 62, I believe it was April of 62. I remember when we first started out, when people would go to church, they would either get on in or they would get out. Amen. I'm talking about the sinners. They would either get in or get out. Amen. They was not made comfortable. Amen. And the sinners, amen, those people that wasn't really qualified spiritually, I'm talking about, they was not a part of the church. They did not have no membership. They didn't have, if you wasn't saved, you wasn't really just where you ought to be with the Lord. You did not teach no Sunday school class. Amen. And you didn't lead singing. You didn't go, run to, do no songs, service. You didn't do nothing like that. Amen. But what they done, it's backwards. Now just anything goes in most places. Amen. It don't make no difference just as long as you bring your money, honey. That's what they was teaching. I was preaching about starting off down in the lower part of Florida. And this lady, she got up and sung. She says, come on, honey, bring your money. And that's all it really, the matter of that. But you know what it is? How come things is backwards? Amen. You know, you wonder why the Lord ain't working in a lot of ways. Amen. Because it's backwards. Amen. We've made, amen, a lot of people has made the sinners comfortable in the church. I can call some places and I won't call the name of the place or whatever because some of you might have been around. But I'm personally known to where they have allowing adulterers to be comfortable in the church. And they can have, they can hold offices in the church. Amen. And then they wonder why the Lord don't work. Amen. Because when sin is in the camp, you can just forget about it. Amen. Except a little pretending, praise God. I'm here to tell you, amen, that things is backwards, amen. And then they wonder, they was grumbling about their prayer being out of school. Well, that's bad, amen. Years ago, you remember they were talking about, oh, well, prayer's out of school, you ain't praying in school. Well, then what about why they took the altars out of the church? Amen. And if that wasn't enough, amen, I said it's backwards, amen. And then we wonder why, praise God, the Lord ain't a moving and a working like he used to in a lot of places. Amen. You can't blame them. You can't blame the pastor. You can't blame, you can't blame him. If he's doing his job, no doubt a pastor probably when a lot of people is, I'm talking about he's in the bed asleep and probably snoring and the pastor down praying and crying out before the Lord. Amen. Different ones knowing the different situations, you know, that they're in and trying to get their family into different things, you know, and calling out on the Lord. But then the rest of them laying up there snoring. Amen. It's a job when you pastor a church. I've pastored over the years several times. Amen. I was fired from the last job I was on because it wouldn't go along with the world in this. Amen. Preach against somebody they don't like and they fire you. They fired me. Amen. Amen. But what I'm saying, it things is backwards. Amen. It's bad enough that people, amen, they change and then they go around and change the Bible around, you know. Get this reversed edition. They change it around. Well, they don't like it. It's just, you know, it steps on the toes a little bit, you know. Maybe that's a little bit too close. Or maybe they can't really understand this thing. You know, somebody said, I just can't understand it that way. Well, you know why? That you can't do. You need to get saved. Amen. I said, then when you get saved, things will be different. Amen. Because the Bible is spiritually discerned. Amen. But you know what? We're talking about backwards. They can't stand. Amen. They can't. And get mad. I mean, even with the pastors. And especially as an evangelist. Oh, let me tell you. I wondered why this one man, heard him R.W., you know, was talking about Shamrock. I heard him one time say that, he said, I'm going to hit you and run. I reckon he has to run when you tell him the truth. I know just, amen, you ought to run, amen. Because see, a lot of people just does not want the Word of God. And I wonder why they change it around. And got to reversed edition Bibles and going with that, amen. I wonder why things ain't like it ought to be, amen. Because first of all, amen, when you change that, you're in trouble. Amen. And then some of these people I'm telling you, they ain't even all the way in the church. Maybe got one foot in, maybe one toe in the church and the rest in the world and trying to play church and trying to fool the people of the church and trying to fool the pastor. And then they take the Bible, tote it around just like it's a little, just like toting a baby around. And you want people to look at them a little bit. You know, and make them think that, oh, look at him. They really are toeing the line. But you know what? I want you to know something, amen. There is more to being a Christian than what meets the eye. If you're a Christian, you're in the church, you're a Christian. When you go out downtown shopping, you're a Christian. When you're on the highway, you're a Christian. And on the job, you're a Christian. Praise God, and it just shows up all around. When you're all alone by yourself in the bedroom, to get down by the bed and pray. You'll be a Christian then. You'll want to pray then, won't you? When it comes time to push your plate back, amen. I'm talking about when you travail before the Lord. I'm talking about crucifying the flesh. I'm talking about something that a lot of people around where I've been, they don't even tell people how to prepare their body for a fast. Just time to say, well, fast if you can, honey, but if you get weak, I know how it is. Yeah, the Lord does too. See what I mean? But I'm saying that things is backwards, you know, a lot better. It used to be, like I'm saying, people go in, and it wouldn't be long before they would, I mean, they had so much joy. You know why the joy? Because they was praying. They was doing their homework. Amen. They was a praying at home. Some of them were praying on the job. I've heard them say, talk about how they was praying when they was a washing dishes. Praying whenever they was, maybe even years ago when they was, they wore the clothes in a wash pot. Outside in a stirring old wash pot. Amen. A bring you toting in wood. Praise God of putting it around the wash pot. Carried it in the house and all. But they was a praying. And I remember even my own mother. Praise God, I remember her talking about that people, when they would go to church on mules and wagons, said they was a 2-mule wagon and a bunch of them were standing in the wagon and she said that they was a shouting. Some of them, you could hear them a long ways off and they was a praising and a magnifying the Lord. Oh, they done got quiet in a lot of places and they wonder. He said the joy of the Lord is his strength. But where is his strength? Oh, they done, amen, it's got so easy. But the Bible says tribulation worketh patience. And I'll tell you what, if you get around to where the thing, something's going on. Somebody said, oh, I just can't stand it. It's just too much. And the devil has just bothered me so much. Well, then you know what we could do? Just thank the Lord. Just raise your hands. Because if you've got enough experience with the Lord for the devil to really trouble you, you've got something, amen? You just keep on with him, amen? Amen. And then you ain't nothing strange. Didn't the word say, think you're not strange? As though some strange thing happened to you. And, you know, because if you live godly in Christ Jesus, you're going to suffer persecution. And if you be without persecution, and if you be without, amen, things are going, you know, a little rough every now and then you better examine yourself. And to see if you're in the faith, amen. Because I want to tell you, I believe that, amen, that there's no, in this world, in the hour that we're living in now, praise God, there's nothing really that you can count on. I'm talking about even the banks be sinking. Amen, and all, everywhere, the jobs, you say, well, I got a new home. There ain't no telling, you might not have it tomorrow. Amen. You can have it today and be out tomorrow. Praise God. You might buy a new car today and it be gone tomorrow. It may be gone before you even get it home. Praise God. Amen. But there's one thing for sure. When you've got a real experience. I said when you've got a real experience with the Lord, then if you've got something that money can't buy. Amen. And they can't nobody take it away from you. Amen. They can aggravate you. They can talk about you. They can do you every kind of way, but you can still hold on. What are we talking about backwards? You know what it is? We're going to give an account. If we do things on the job backwards, then we won't have our job long. Amen? Amen? I said, if we won't, just won't be there long. Because a man's going to get somebody who can do it right. Amen. And the Lord wants you to do it right. He don't want you to do it backwards. Amen. We find, amen, like I said, it's bad enough, amen, that they don't even pray. Amen. A lot of places they don't even... I mean, you talk about it in prayer service. I was at a church one time, not calling no names. I was in there, and I mean, it's well known. It's a well known uptown. I mean, a real homeless church. And I mean, they're talking about praying, and then there were some of the people that they was carrying on about, talking about some carried things that I don't know what all, and I couldn't even pray. I mean, they interrupted me so bad. Talking just, and you're about like an argument. Right there in the church. See what I mean? I mean, that's bad. Amen. When they don't even pray, and when they change the Word of God, and then quit the praying, and they don't never fast much. Uh-oh. Amen? That's right. Y'all know about fasting, no doubt, because no doubt. But what I'm saying is, when we don't do that, what can we expect? Because according to the 20th chapter of the book of Job, and I believe it's in the 4th verse, 4th through the 7th verse, you know, at the beginning it says, in other words, the writer there lets us know that it said, the triumphing of the wicked is short, and the joy of the hypocrite is but a moment. And another writer said that evil pursueth sinners. And so if we're not a Christian, we're a sinner. And there's just nothing to look forward to out there. It's all sinking sand. Amen. And then we wonder why, where is the joy? We wonder why, and you can see and watch these people, a lot of people just play in church. Oh, I'm telling you, one group fooling the other group, and this group fooling that group, and whatever. But you know what? All this false stuff is going to go on until the Lord comes, and when He comes, that's going to be the end of the road for them. Praise God. But what I'm saying is, it's got so far backwards. Amen. Until, amen, you know, you wonder why that people is turned over to a reprobate mind. Some people are sold on the idea that they're just right. Everything's just fine. It's so sad for somebody to be turned over to that reprobate. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm telling you. And then from my understanding, that's it. Eternally, perpetually, there ain't no hope. Once you get turned over to a reprobate mind. That's the way I believe it. But anyway, when we think about that, and then if you go through this life and you suffer in this life and then die and have to meet the judgment, the Bible says, as it is appointed unto men, once did I, but after this the judgment. And after the judgment, we go, you know that hell is the next place. The lake of fire, in other words, the second death. That's the next place. And unless all that suffered, and unless we think about it, now is the time to think about it. Most of the places I've been, a lot of places, I'll put it that way, a lot of people say, well, they go into church, but the young'uns, they can't do nothing with them. They run in, you know, and maybe some of them, I'm talking about stealing the house, and they can't even get them to go to church. You know, can't holler them to go to church. They can't beg them to go to church. But you know what? Such things is backwards, you know. Used to be, praise God, that the parents would tell the children what to do, but the children now tell the parents what to do. Amen? Uh-oh. Amen? Amen. And the children will tell them. But I wrote a little article about that. And I left the insurance man that I got car auto insurance with. I got auto insurance and a man in Florida, And I told him, I said, and he was talking about the grand young'uns and different young'uns and all. I said, let me leave you one of my little writings, you know. And he had it, when I walked out of his office, he had his head buried in the paper looking. I said, maybe, amen. I think he goes to one of the uptown churches, but it'd be nice if he'd get around and go into the Holiest Church, amen. Go down there where he could feel something, amen. Praise God. But anyway, we're talking about backwards. Amen. The young'uns, you know, and it just, here's something else. And as I was reading and meditating this afternoon, and here's what it was. You know what? The young'uns used to be that a girl, you would look like a girl. Amen? And a boy would look like a boy, but the boy looks trying to look like a girl, and the girl trying to look like a boy. Amen? You see what I'm saying? And then I've seen them all, and y'all seen them all that too, but some of the places, it's so disgusting, I'm telling you. And some, now it's bad enough for a boy to wear earbobs like a girl, you know, and that's bad. But then to have just lick them on down like a chain and slanging around like a trace chain on a mule. If y'all know what I mean, if y'all ever seen anybody plowing a mule, you know what I mean? Just like trace chains dragging, you know. I mean, you know, and they wear their pants, some of the boys wear their pants look like their daddy's clothes. You know, just drags on them, you know, so big till they can't even, you know, what I'm saying? I said, change is backwards, amen. I said, it is very backward, amen. And the Lord is not pleasing with that. And then they say, well, look at him. Let them decide for their own life. Well, no, he didn't say the Word of God didn't say that. He said, bring them up in the way they ought to go. Praise God. Nurture them, you know, whatever.
In other words, in 2, you're supposed to put that rod there. The Bible says foolishness is bound to the heart of a child, but the rod of correction tells I've been far from him. Amen. But did you know what? We've got a lot of people around. I'm talking about some grown babies. We got some adults acting like children with throwing tantrums. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm telling you now, a lot of folks don't like this kind of this little preaching, teaching, whatever. They don't like this, you know. You know, and you can't tell. But what I'm saying is, it is so bad until, no wonder, amen, people say, well, do they go to the Holy Church? Yeah, they go to the Holy Church. And just like one of my older sister, she was brought in, there were some friends of hers, you know, and they come by, mamas, and they said, well, they said, my brother's a preacher, said, now don't be a cussing around him, said, and he said, well, what kind is he? He said, is he them, one of them hollering and walling kind? I said, why did you, praise God, did you know what? You don't have to worry about it. Amen. If the Spirit gets right, amen, you can be on the floor right a while. And I've seen them waller. I've seen them in the holler, praise God. But now, boy, you can't even get a loud prayer. You know what I mean? In a lot of places, they just want to hurry and get through. They just, one of them, take his watch and shine his watch around, and, you know, and just say, hey, you know, time to quit, you know. I said, well, look here. But what do we go to church for? Do we go for political reasons? Or do we go to have a boyfriend, a girlfriend? Or what do you go for?
What for?
Amen. Why even go to church? Why even crank up the car and go to church? If you're not going to live for God, why not we just quit? Amen. Woo. Amen. Because I want to tell you something. It's just like you don't miss the water till the well runs dry. And you know, it's just like an automobile. It can be one of the best that you can be bought. But then whenever it puts you stranded somewhere, then you'll get to where you ain't got much confidence in that. And you won't have such a good feeling about that car when it leaves you stranded. But you know what? Whenever you once known the Lord, and when you really feel the presence of the Lord, the Spirit of God within inside of you. And them old, what I used to, the way I would say it is, them old, like them old goosebumps run all over you, just come all over you. And be something just kind of come on you to where you don't even know how to explain it. Amen. And then you shout or whatever, I don't know what comes, you know. You won't be no put on then, praise God. But there is nothing on earth that's like it. Amen. Amen. But I want to tell you something. Until the people, no wonder then to see all this and then grumble. Say, well, we're just going to vote us in another president. We're going to vote this. We're going to do that. The Bible is going to fulfill anyway. Whatever. I don't care what president you got in there. I don't care what governor or whoever we got. Amen. If the Bible is still going to fulfill. Because it's if you, I've told them it lots of times before, and I'd like to say tonight too, it's just the same thing. I used to tell them that you can pray now, but you'll pay later. It's like the credit card. Oh, it's so convenient, and it's so easy, and get whatever you want. But it's a payday down the road. You're going to have to shuck up the money and just send it on in to pay off the charges, you see. Yeah, and amen. But I'm persuaded, amen, that there is a lot of people that's already paid, and now they're paying. They're paying now. And then they wonder why some of them, I know some that's been in the hospital and has all kinds of problems, different things. And then they wonder, I thought about the different storms going different places and it just tearing up things and all that. And then they say, well, I wonder, oh Lord, why come this? I said, there's a payday. You know, you're going to have to pay. If I do wrong, I'm going to have to pay. And there's nothing can be done in secret that won't be brought out into the open. So therefore, if I could, you know, I could make out like that I was doing all right and me be a hypocrite, the Lord, he can show somebody else. Say, hey, he's a phony. He ain't where he ought to be. He ain't even, he don't even need to be up on the platform, you see. But here's what I'm talking about. Things is backwards. We wonder, and then we wonder why that you know, just anything goes. Praise the Lord. It's so bad. It's so sad. And then we wonder why things, you know, there is a lot to pray about. And I find out that you don't, it's talking about revival, you don't send off to Dallas or somewhere or some of these other places where there's well-known evangelists, you don't send off like that and get one of them. When you really want a revival, then the best way to do is prepare for a revival. When the Bible, when Zion travails, then it's going to bring forth. Amen. Amen. That's what brings revival. Amen. Of course, and it takes, if you already no doubt know all about it, but what I'm saying, when you shove the plate back, I ain't talking about when you get a little weak or get feeling a little bad, just run, grab a little bite to eat and say, well, the Lord understands. Yeah, He knows you broke your fast right then. You see what I'm saying? But whenever we go ahead and really seek the face of God and travail before the Lord, then you can see things happen. You can turn it around and walk the right way instead of the wrong way. You know, a lot of people talking about their... They're talking about making their youngins mind. They said, oh, we can't do that now. The law will just go, they'll put you in jail if you do that. Well, if the law comes and go ahead and tie them up, a lot of them wouldn't do it then. I don't believe a lot of them would do it then. You see what I'm saying? But because, first of all, a lot of people don't realize that them youngins, it's a time, because whenever they ain't done what the Word says, it was just like whenever, when in Moses, you know, when God told him, said, speak to the rock. He smote the rock. He didn't tell him to smoke the rock. He said, speak to the rock. And he said, bring out your youngins the way they're supposed to be. And now that was not exactly the exact quotation, but that's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? You have to do that. When one, you used 2 years ago, whenever I was being brought up, amen, it was either yes ma'am or no ma'am. Yes sir or no sir. And it was either, and you didn't do like nowadays. And you didn't have that, you know, a boy didn't look like a girl and a girl didn't look like a boy. And you had, they was morals. But you know what? Because they would put that old switch or belt or strop or whatever, they would put it there until they got that old foolishness out. Amen. Right. You like people go around out and they go around and go around and pray just a little bit. Just enough to get pray conviction off. And then just time to get the conviction prayed off, then to get up. And then everybody, some of them, it ain't even where they ought to be, the Lord, they say, oh, you got saved. Thank the Lord, you know. And they ain't no more saved than nothing. They just prayed conviction off. They ain't got down there till they could feel the power of God moving in their beings. They didn't pray that long. They didn't pray until whatever they could, them people that they hated, you know, that they could go and hug their neck. They didn't pray, praise God, until they got a hope of God, just like it ought to be. They didn't do that, amen. Still have a little hatred in their heart. And maybe stomp their toe or maybe bump their step and then use some of them little by words, them little no harm words, you see. Amen. And still have a attitude, you see. I want to tell you what, there in Florida, in this one place I was preaching, there was one of them little storefront churches. You heard of that, brother, hadn't you? And this little storefront church, and I went in there and it was led, just like here, you know, the Lord led me to go by that place. And so I went by a little storefront church, and while they was together in there, they was having a time, I mean, and all, and the pastor said, asked me, said, would you preach for me? It, you know, this morning, that was on a Sunday morning, I said, well, yeah, I guess so. And anyway, to make a long story short, there were some people from a long ways off. I mean, what I call them rich folks. And I mean, they was looked like they owned the bank. You know, them kind of people. You know what I'm saying? I mean, them real, what I call real rich. And the rest of us were just poor folk, you know. Of course, I mean, I reckon most of them was probably better off than me. But I mean, well, what I'm saying is, these people were, but this, what it was when the altar call come. They were some of the first to come. They was the first ones to come to pray. Amen. They wanted an experience with the Lord. And I'm talking about they wasn't a putting on, they wasn't playing. Because there was a man and his wife and a son and daughter and the little, and you know, I don't know, I call it graveyard save. That old stuff is smeared on the, you know, they put on, and they could just cover up, make it look like no telling. Some of them look like they're plumb dead, you know. And again, looked like they'd been hit in the eye with something, you know, they got the black around their eyes and then they got, I mean, it's all, but you know what, and lips just like blood. Y'all know what I mean. Anyway, whenever they begin to pray and cry, all that, them tears just washed that off their face. Looked like washing a rain in a field that's been plowed. Just wash your gully down there, you know. Both fire, I mean the face of that, and the mama and the daughter, they just had, both of them had that stuff on. And I mean, if you ought to see the look on their face. I mean, that old stuff put on. But they wasn't worried about it, amen. They folks was happy because why, they had got an experience. They had the Spirit of God within them, amen. And now I'm telling you, you're talking about they were just hugging everybody. You didn't have to ask and say, do you really think that you saved? Oh, they was a-hugging people and a-grabbing everything they cut in front of them. Because they was happy, amen. They had their good, they had a real experience. But you know what it is now? Nowadays, it's, you get out the, one of them store-bought prayers, you know, one of them fancy, real tear-jerking prayers, you know what they call it, you know. And now, you say this after me now. And oh, you say it, you know, and on. And said, do you believe that? Yeah. All right, you saved? No. They just come too late to tell me. Amen. Because you know what? Whenever you really get saved, people will know about it. Amen. And you can tell. Not only that, but just the way their face looks. You ever notice that? Right. Even their attitude. Amen. The countenance. I'm talking about not only their facial expression, but even their attitude. And even they're more humbled. Amen. I'm talking about being humble. Let me say this real quick. I remember we was having foot washing at one church, and there was this man that seemed like I've never in my life done nothing that I know of to the man that said whatever. But he seemed like he had just a plain. He just seemed like he would avoid me, and he seemed like he just hated me, just really hated me, you know. And so here we were, and I don't know because the Lord knows if I'm lying or whatever. But I don't believe there was. If I don't remember ever even saying a cross word to the man, not at all. Back even when I was in sin. Because he was an elderly man. But there was somebody already, amen, had that towel across her hand. We had that foot wash. They still do it now, don't they? You know. We was having foot washing. And I want to tell you something. As soon as he got through, I said, give me that towel. And that man come on over. I said, I grabbed the pan of water. I said, brother, ain't I, you got to leave your shoes and socks off? I said, I want to wash your feet. And I began to wash his feet and pray. Lord, help this man. And whatever, you know, and you know how it is, whatever's the matter between me and him. Oh, I had a chance to pray with him. And he couldn't get away. I had him by the feet, you know. I could pray and wash his feet. Finally got, I figured, well, he might be tired of washing that foot to get the other. I could pray a little longer. Oh, and I'm telling you, and that man has just changed. You see what I'm talking about. But it's backwards. You know, like it's supposed to be. It's all backwards. Amen. You think that we ought to go, amen, nowadays in a lot of places, like I was saying a while ago, you know what, if you don't do what some folks say us to do, some of the money people of the church, they'll fire you and harm another, amen. And the ones that ain't, you know, I'll tell you, it's sad. And then we wonder why it is, amen, that we don't have the real victory as much as we used to years ago. I've seen the times we've been in church. When we didn't even have no, I mean, there was no preaching or nothing. We just praying and we just shout. We just having a time. Rejoicing. Just maybe rejoice. I ain't talking about these him put on shouts. I ain't talking about that. You know, a lot of them, woo, you know, they can just do all kinds of ways. Swing and sway like a show horse, you know. But it ain't like, I'm talking about when the real is there. You know when the real is. And when the Spirit of God is there and really are working, there is reverence. Reverence. But I'll tell you what, years ago you didn't have to hire the young'uns to bay steel, because they knowed if they didn't, they know they'd get tore up, they'd take them out. And of course, even if they do it at home, it's just like praying. If you make them young'uns mind at home, they'll mind off from home, you know? Right. And if you pray at home, it's easier to pray at church, ain't it? Amen? It just both goes the same thing. Amen? But them young'uns, oh, even at that, when the Lord, when the Spirit of God moving, they wouldn't, you could hear a pin mostly drop on that old hardwood floor, them old pine floor, tongue and groove lumber, you know, you could hear that. I'm talking about it in the wooden, didn't have those screens, had just had the windows raised and the breeze was blowing in, and at night, they didn't worry about mosquitoes and the bugs are coming in, they didn't worry about that, they had the mind of the Lord, you see. Some of them had to walk. I mean, we had to walk a long time, long ways to church. Me give out, and me a little young'un. And I wouldn't have went. I'll tell you, I wouldn't have went. But Daddy made, you know, Daddy and Mama, they made me go to church. Amen. I didn't want to go. Amen. I didn't want to go, but I'm glad when the Lord did save me. Oh, I'm so thankful because He spared my life. He has blessed me numbers of times. I don't know how many times He has blessed. He has spared my life several times. I'll put it that way. He's still in the life-saving business. He's still in the life-changing business. Amen. But like I said, we just need to change it around. Instead of things going backwards, we need to change them and make them go forwards. Amen. And the only way to do it is have a made-up mind. Praise God. It's either do it or don't. Somebody said, I've heard people say, well, when it gets around, when I can retire, then I'm gonna really do something for the Lord. You might not retire. Or you might retire quicker than you want to, you're thinking about. Amen. But what I'm saying is, let me just mention this. Back, y'all remember back whenever they talking about had the war. Oh, you know, back in Florida, they were just talking about, oh, they had all the churches open, you know, and they wanted, amen, they said, for counseling. And, you know, they were just so worried and so, tent stuff. But you know what? Every church, day and night, they would stay there and everybody could go in and they could talk to them and try to get their mind off of where they won't worry so much, you know, where they'd be wind up going into shock or something, you know. But, why don't we do it? I've told them several times. I said that then when the war was over, then they'd close the church and go back to the honky-tonks. Yep. Amen. So why don't we act like there's a war on, which there is spiritually, there's one on. You don't see with the natural eye, but there's a war on anyhow. But why don't we just act like that? Amen. And then we could have the church open. Amen. And how people are coming in every day. You know, I can't do that. I've got this other things to do. Well, you could do it if you had to do it.
Right.
Amen. If you wanted to, had enough of want to, and praise God, the spiritual fire would be burning all the time. Day and night. Amen.
Right.
You're talking about, I've heard people get up and say, oh, I love the Lord supreme for the world. Oh, and He's the head of my life. And you don't never hear them talk about it. And some of them, I've noticed them in the restaurant. Man, you know, one of my favorite places is a, won't even call the name of that, but it's a well-known restaurant, you know, and you see them people that come in and they pastor, maybe even have a big old sign on their coat saying, pastor, you know, let them know, everybody know that they are the pastor. And of course, the pastor and his wife never bow their head and state the grace when they go to eat.
Well.
And then they wonder, if they don't do that, no wonder why they won't even say something to little Johnny and little Nancy. You see what I'm saying? No wonder. And then they want the Lord to move on their behalf. When they go, did you know what the Bible says? The wicked travail in pain all of his days. That pain's going to be there. There's going to be problems all the time. That evil is going to pursue the sinner all the time and ain't never going to quit. Amen. It's time to get out of one thing, you get into something else. And from one to the other. One to the other. Amen. So if we really gonna do it, why don't we just go ahead and just get, just, they call us fanatics anyhow. Why don't we act like a fanatic? Amen. But you know what? Pride has, in closing, let me say this. Pride has crept in. Pride. I said pride has crept in some of the churches. Amen. And you know what? You them people that just eat up with pride. Of course, the Bible says pride goes before destruction, the haughty spirit before fall. But you know what? You take them people like that, and them's the easiest ones to make mad. I mean, easy people to make mad. And if you wondered about them easy making mad people, read the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians, and then you can just find out about the situation, about the getting mad easy, praise the Lord. But I'm not here to tell you, praise the Lord, that I'm persuaded that we are in the last times, that we are living in the latter times, in other words, this perilous times. Should I say, if I pronounce that right, perilous times, in other words, dangerous times, and it don't look like matter of fact, it's not going to be any better. It's not going to be all good and everybody going to live good and fine and whatever. No, sir. We're all walking on sinking sand. All of their plans is sinking sand. You can't do, you know, you think, well, I've heard some of them say, well, I'm going to have a big old bank account. I know some people that said, well, we've done put a bunch in stocks and bonds and done this, that, and the other. And pretty soon now their health is so bad they can't even hardly stand nothing. They can't even enjoy a good meal. They just have to live on the pain pills. And they just tormented and aggravated all the time, over and over and over. And then I noticed too, then their money that they had put up, somebody was telling me, they had to go and get some of that. Ain't doing them no good. The only thing, the best, should I say the best thing, this side of heaven, the very best thing is an experience with the Lord, amen? If we stay in step with the Lord, if we get in the right formation and march together, praise God. I'm talking about it, not having no jealousy, no malice and hatred and whatever. You heard the word read, praise God. But you know what it is? Jealousy, hatred. Oh, I'm telling you, but you know, what's that scripture? I can't remember.